the eternal.
Recording.
Is it on?
Yeah. I brought my singles.
Yeah. Is he recording now? Uh-huh. Is it on?
Who's going to listen to
me? Well, how about if I ask the questions?
I brought my singles.
And then you can record me.
I brought, I am in a band, but I was also in another band.
Why are you recording other people's voices?
All girl. Toronto's first
all
girl punk
band.
Are you
going
to do something with all of them afterwards?
No, I brought the curse
singles. Put it all together.
So if you want to play them afterwards.
Or something.
Yeah.
And now I have a group called Bangkok.
The music.
What?
Yeah.
Soundtrack.
Oh, because you're just going to work with it as a music.
I brought...
I am in a band,
but I was also in another band.
Why you recording?
I was in The Curse.
Why are you recording?
Toronto's
first. Why are you recording other people's band?
No?
Yeah.
I brought the
Are you
going to
do something with all of them afterwards
or before put it all together?
And,
interesting. I don't know. I wish I had good things to tell everybody while I have my chance.
I
thought the curse. I think
I still think
the
curse. I
mean, how would anybody know except me who was, or you,
really?
Hello, and welcome, good people of the internet. You have found yourself in another episode of The Eternal Now, here on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. I'll be providing so-called entertainment for the next hour or so. I can't think of a better way to spend a lazy, breezy day than to be here with you guys. So why don't we? Opening today off with a mystery track from a mystery tape compilation. So, there's not really anyone to credit with that track. So, how about we play something where we can credit someone? Up next, this is Howard Stelzer. Stalwart of the noise scene in America. Going back to the 90s. Stelzer is responsible for all kinds of releases. Mini, tapes, CDs, records. The name of this track is Chaos is Handsome and Attractive and More Durable than Regret. And this comes from the very easy to say album Anathematization of the World is not an adequate response to the world. And with that, I present to you Howard Stelzer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, good people of the interwebs. If you're still here, that means you have great taste in music. Or high thresholds of endurance. Either way, we just heard from Joel Van Drugenbroek with a track called Oil Tankers. This would be from an album called Industrial Retrospect. If at first you don't realize the name Joel Van Drugenbroek, you may know him from his other project, Brain Ticket. While he also was doing lots of these little library-esque kind of solo instrumental records. Quite prolific. Just before that, another band of prolific synthesists, Nightcrawlers. We heard Interlude from Shadows of Lights. I did play a track by them a few months ago. Just needed to scratch an itch. In front of that, Joris Delate from a record on the Sub Rosa label. Experimental and parametric music from 1976 to 2017. The track we heard there was Aural Silver. Sub Rosa continues to deliver the goods after all these decades. Great label. Just before that, Dendo Marionette from the compilation Nihon No Wave. We heard their Sentinel. And if what you heard before that sounded strange, it would be due to the fact that we heard Unusual Sounds, Volume 2. This would be from Augustin Bloch. He has a track called Telepathy, and that's the one we heard. Keeping things challenging. In front of that, Francois Bale with Sophistication. And that would be from his album Electrux. And in this vein of a theme, Andre Sturder before this. Oberheim, SEM 8 voice. Name of the track, In fact, also the name of the album, you'll never guess. Oberheim, SEM 8 Voice, 1979 to 1980. It got even weirder before that. We heard from Tomografia Asiala Computerizzata. Can only guess they're from Italy. And the track we heard there was Swelling Womb of the Earth. And swell it does. In front of that, Music Concrete. No, not the genre, the record. Brought to you by United Dairies from the early 80s. The weird thing about this record, it's barely even Music Concrete. It just sounds like a guy noodling around on a guitar through a delay pedal. Maybe it's a tape delay. Either way, not really Music Concrete, except it's called Music Concrete. So who am I to say? Just before that, we heard Prurient. This would be a track called Trapezoid. I took that from 2006 compilation Sonic Protest, which happens in Paris every year. I guess on that year they put out a compilation to coincide with the festival. We have other tracks on there. We got Volcano the Bear. I played them last week. Skaters. Don Caballero, Hair Police. Oh, one of my tracks is on there. Panicsville, how about that? And we did start that set off with Howard Stelzer, way back at the beginning of a wild set from his album, because I love saying it, Anathematization of the World is Not an Adequate Response to the World. And what a proper response to the world might be, I really don't know. I guess it's something for me to think about this weekend. Happy Father's Day to anyone who's a father. I'm a cat dad. For those of you who are wondering. So this seems like a good of time as any to say thank you for joining me this week. It has been real gas. You have been listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman, and you have been listening to WFMU.org.